This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City artist Rita Blitt made a significant gift to the Mulvane Art Museum in Topeka. A bulk of her life's work, an estimated 2,000 paintings, drawings, sculptures, and film. As KCUR's Laura Spencer reports, it represents preserving a legacy and a lifetime of giving.
A little walking for me.
Don Goldman is the executive director and CEO of Jewish Family Services. Inside their new facility on East 63rd Street, Rita Blitt's paintings and drawings line the waiting room and the hallways, upstairs and downstairs.
And then we have well over 60 pieces. So this is one of her beautiful, bigger pieces.
When JFS made plans to open in East Brookside with a food pantry, counseling, and employment services, Blitt donated her artwork, like this acrylic and pastel painting, in a room for children's therapy.
It's called Caring, but it looks to me, at least, or looks to us as we were designing this as a mother and child. And so we thought that was perfect and fits and really helps define the space.
Rita Blitt was born in Kansas City. Now in her mid-80s, she's been making art since she was a child. She's had solo shows and public installations with monumental sculptures up to 60 feet tall. And she's donated a lot of artwork.
I have been gifting for a long, long time. So it's my particular joy to give my works to people that otherwise would not have the joy of art around them.
So this latest gift of about 2,000 works to Mulvane Art Museum at Washburn University in Topeka is not out of character. For years, Blitt says she began her day by letting spontaneous lines flow. She said it was like dancing on paper.
I see my work evolving really from my love of music and dance and caring and love. So to me, it's kind of all one part of a whole.
Choreographer David Parsons is based in New York, and he's also a Kansas City native. Parsons met Rita Blitt more than 40 years ago when he was a student dancer.
And Rita opened my eyes to the arts as a young man in Kansas City. So it wasn't just dance. I mean, I got to know her and her artistic sensibilities and spent time with her learning about painting and sculpture.
Parsons and Blitt have collaborated a handful of times over the last three decades. Their most recent one for Parsons' dance company is called Finding Center. It premiered in 2015 at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Blitt's oval paintings from the 1980s were projected 26 feet tall behind the dancers in constant motion. Parsons says Blitt continues to create, but she's also looking back.
Well, I definitely think she's working on her legacy. And we all do at some point, especially people with a body of work of hers. It's extensive. It's important.
Blitt's gift, a legacy collection to Mulvane Art Museum in Topeka, ranges from archival material, early childhood drawings, to more recent paintings and sculptures. Museum director Connie Gibbons.
It's going to be an exciting addition in the ways that we can engage the students and faculty in the community in that space.
The new gallery connects to the concert hall, linking the performing arts with the visual arts. Blitt says the works she donated to the museum were ones she'd tucked away.
My very favorites that for some reason or other I've been saving and refusing to sell, for some reason or other I wanted them to live together.
Rita's husband, Irwin Blitt, a retired developer, championed her work and made sure the collection would stay together with a contribution for the new gallery and sculpture garden. But he died a week before it opened. Rita Blitt says he's still with her in spirit, and his advice is too.
I worried about something, you know, questioning. And he looked at me and said, "Get to work. You'll find the answers."
Creating art, says Blitt, is her joy, and she says she plans to get to work. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
The Rita Blitt Gallery and Sculpture Garden is now open to the public at the Mulvane Art Museum at Washburn University in Topeka.